Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Favaro.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Stampede in Texas. In the 1870s, Lampasas was as wild and woolly a town as any in Texas. It was a cow town into which rode cowboys from the long cattle trails to the north to frequent the cafes and, upon occasion, shoot up the town. And it was in Lampasas, in the Longhorn Cafe to be exact, that Buck Steinert and Squint Keys, both heavily armed, were waiting as our story opens.
You sure it was Duncan's herd coming up the trail this morning, Squint?
I got eyes, ain't I? I know Duncan's brand. Ought to know it. Used to ride for him, same as you did.
Anything I can do to rustle Duncan's herd, I'll do it in a minute.
Same here. Ain't about time Joe Evans was riding in, ain't it?
Yeah, just about. Is Joe trail boss this trip?
I don't know. Didn't get near enough to make out who the hands was. And...
well, here he is.
Oh. Howdy, Buck. Howdy, Squint.
Howdy, Joe.
Kind of hot and sultry out, boys. Maybe get some thunder and lightning tonight.
That'll be perfect.
But it ain't going to be easy. That Cisco Kid's trail boss.
Cisco is?
What of it? Reckon a bullet will kill him as quick as anybody.
Yeah, and I reckon I'm a better man than Cisco is. But you can't take chances with him. He don't scare easy, and he's lightning with a gun.
How'd Duncan come to pick Cisco?
You don't trust me. Besides, Cisco's a friend of Duncan's. Cisco's doing this to help Duncan out. The old man's down sick.
Yeah, we'll go ahead tonight with a plan anyway. If the herd's spooky and you can stampede him, Joe, so much the better.
What's the signal?
A coyote howl. And if you can get Cisco for us ahead of time with a bullet, get him.
Geez, water just ahead, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. It is not late in the day, but we will bed down the herd right here. All right, senores, night herd.
We push these cattle up the trail slow, Cisco.
We do not want to run off any beef, amigo. They're none too fat as it is, but with the poor grazing here. Oh, devil. Oh, I promise Senor Duncan we will travel slowly.
Senor Duncan, glad you take the herd up the trail.
Well, that is the least we can do for a good friend when he is sick.
And not forget, Cisco, Senor Duncan tell us to be careful up here around Lampasas. He say that rustler Buck Steinert up around here.
I am not forgetting, Chico. That Steinert is a bad hombre.
Oh, a very bad hombre.
He means to make trouble for Senor Duncan for firing. And that reminds me. Billy Haynes!
Be right there.
Haynes, you and Joe Evans ride the first watch on these cattle.
Reckon you better tell Evans that yourself, boss.
I will. He was riding drag.
Is right.
He's not there now, Cisco. Just settle down, Ponson, and see him.
I will take that up with him.
Want anything else of me, Cisco?
No. Start writing your watch now.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that Billy Haynes, Cisco. Not know if he's for us or against us.
Neither do I, but at the moment I'm more concerned about that Evans hombre.
Look, Cisco, here he come now.
Where have you been, Evans?
Well, I reckon that's my business, Cisco.
It happens to be my business, hombre. Where have you been?
The Lamparsis. Got short on tobacco. Rode to town to get some.
You just left your place at Drag and rode to Lamparsis. What if some of the cattle lag behind?
Then say you're done going to lose some cattle, no?
Oh, they wouldn't lag behind. They stay with the herd. Well, I got to wash some of this dust off of me. I ain't used to riding drag anyway.
Un momento, hombre. The next time you do a thing like this, you'll be fired at once. Is that clear?
Yeah, that's clear, Cisco. Thanks for the warning.
You are to ride the first watch together with Billy Haynes. Now get going.
He's a bad, bad one, Cisco.
Si. We'll have to watch him closely, Pancho, for he will make trouble at the drop of a hat.
There's the herd, Buck. Must have bedded them down there for the night.
That's a good place for us.
In case of a stampede, you mean?
Yeah. If the cattle get over into them hills and canyon, it's going to be a mighty hard job to round them up for anybody that don't know the country.
Yeah. You better get that Cisco kid first. And if you'd like me to do it...
I'll tell you if I do, Squint. Maybe during the stampede, if there is one, we can ride in close to Cisco and let him have it. If Joe don't get him.
That'd suit me.
Well, we'll wait and see how he takes our proposition first. There he is, standing over by the chuck wagon, him and his partner. Now, come on, Squint. Hit out.
Yeah, have one. If I get the chance, I'll fill him full of lead. I'm going stale on my gunplay. Ain't had any for so long.
Whoa there.
Well,
howdy, Cisco.
Howdy, Cisco.
You are Buck Stannard?
Yeah, that's right.
Who is other hombre?
Start shooting off your mouth and you'll find out.
Oh, a bad tough one, huh?
Cut it out, Squint.
What do you want here?
You see where that old dry river bottom begins, Cisco?
See?
Now, the land to the east of that belongs to me. Cost you a dollar a head to herd these cattle across that land.
Ha, ha, ha.
That's funny, eh?
See, that's very funny. I have been over this trail before. And that is government land.
Look, you, Buck said that was his land, see?
Careful not to reach for the gun, hombre. We not like hombres like that.
There is nothing more for us to talk over. You two may leave.
I'm warning you, Cisco. You'd better pay that money.
You're a regular bandido.
Get out of this camp.
Why, you sidewinder, I'll teach you to order me and Buck around.
Huh? People who ask for trouble, because they find trouble.
Damn, pretty hard, hombre, no?
I'll show you, you coyote.
Squint, don't go for your gun.
I got you, Cisco.
Blast you, Cisco.
Yeah, looking for you, bandido. Cisco, just shoot the gun out your hand.
Once more, get out of this camp or be thrown out.
Come on, Squint. You and me's going to meet up again, Cisco. Don't you forget that.
Whenever you say, bandido.
Go try to collect that money. You get worse than that.
Come on, get out.
Stay away from here, no?
Buck. I'm going to get that Cisco kid and his partner, too. Tonight, I'm going to shoot them both.
Cattle's so easy tonight, Cisco.
They are a little bit restless, Chico.
Lightning way off on the horizon. Maybe the storm.
Perhaps, but I do not look for a storm. That is only heat lightning.
Cattle's not like you, though. I mean, who this rider?
Yeah, it is Billy Haynes.
Oh, all right. Gotta change horses, Cisco. Mikey here's going lame.
Go right ahead, Haynes. How much longer have you to ride night watch?
Oh, about half an hour.
Then stay in if you want. I will relieve you.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't asking any favors. I'll finish out my shift.
Poncho still not know about that hombre, Cisco. You better watch him.
I am watching him. Now, where is that Joe Evans hombre?
He's still out there riding. Over that way now.
I'm going to walk over that way and see just what he is doing.
There's the thunder, Cisco.
You're all right, Poncho. We might get that storm after all.
Poncho, go with you. Cat is more spooky now, Cisco. Not take much to make them go.
Look, there is Evans. Way out there past the herd.
He look up toward the hills. The coyote.
That must have been a signal, Pancho. Evans is riding back toward the herd.
Leaving the sombrero.
Evans, stop there! Get away from those cattle!
Madre mía, that bandito!
Diablo! Turn out, signore! Turn out, all of you! We have trouble on our hands. Plenty of it.
There they go, boys.
Reckon we better be riding down there.
Let's wait a minute, Buck.
What for?
I want to make sure where that Cisco kid is. When that lightning flashes again, maybe I can spot him.
You're sure going after him, ain't you, Squint?
With both guns, him and that fat one.
You boys better follow that stampede. Start rounding up the cattle after they run themselves out.
All right, Buck.
And don't waste time with any of the riders you may bump into. Start riding. There's your flash of lightning, Squint.
Yeah, and there's Cisco and his partner. With Cisco riding out in front, he's the one I'll get first.
Let's go. Get there! Yeah!
Going to be a hard job to turn the cattle, Cisco.
Well, it must be done, Pancho, before they reach the canyon. Up, come, hell, ha!
Come and change the horse. Not to be out there to turn the cattle.
We'll find out all those things later on, amigo. Right now, our job is to turn the herd. Diablo, hola!
Hola, amigo!
Santos, the herd is splitting into two sections. Stay with this one, Pancho. I'll ride over there and try to turn the other one back.
This is go. Pancho, ride this way. Go,
be careful, Pancho. Do not get in front of the herd. Your horse stumbles, you'll be trampled to death.
I'm to be careful, Cisco.
Look out to one side of you. Who are those hombres?
Get out from in front of those cattle, Pancho!
Pancho! Oh, he has fallen from his horse. Right in front of that stampede. If I cannot get there in time, fuck him! Ha ha!
Top speed and with his own life in danger, Cisco rides to save his friend Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is. Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Stampede in Texas. Near Lampasas, Texas, the herd of cattle which Cisco, as trail boss, was driving north for a sick friend, suddenly stampeded. The stampede was brought on deliberately by one Joe Evans as part of a plan to rustle the herd. As the cattle started to run, the watching outlaws rode down from the hills.
and one of them shot Pancho, who fell from his horse directly in the path of the onrushing steers. Now...
Chico! Chico!
Hey, Pancho, get up on your feet if you can.
I'm trying, Chico.
You must get up on your feet so I can swing you up on the arrow as I go by.
Chico, Pancho, get up.
Santos, those cattle, they're coming fast. Bueno, Pancho, stand just as you are. Now, hold on tight, Pancho.
Pancho, hold on.
Got him, run. Yeah! We must get on the side of this herd. Come on!
Find you a gone goose, Chico.
We're not out of danger yet. Diablo, run, yeah!
Chico, just get there in time.
Hold on tight, Chico. For just a few seconds more. Ah, there. We can stop now. Hold on. Ho, ho. Now, Pancho. See about you. Here, I'll help you down. Where were you hit, amigo?
Oh, it's not bad, Cisco. Bullet just stick Pancho in the side of the head.
Wait, I'll see. There's some matches here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Ah, see. Yeah, that does not look too bad.
Hey, you're quite a rider, Cisco. Give me sure arm. Come on, boys. Let's get after them cattle.
Who knows somebody, Cisco?
I could not see clearly. The light of the match was in my eyes.
Sound like Billy Haynes, hombre.
I think it was Haynes. But never mind him. You feel well enough to ride?
Yes, Cisco. Pancho feel all right now. They're local over there. Pancho see him in the flash of the lightning.
Well, then call him. We have work to do.
Logo! Come, Logo! Come, little one! Bueno. And Cisco!
Si?
Gracias. Again to save Pancho's life.
You have saved my life before now, amigo.
We're going to Cisco?
Si. We must round up our cattle. And then I'm going to find Buck Steinert and Joe Evans if I have to take the town of Lampasas apart.
Almost midnight. I wonder where Squint and the rest of the boys are. Well, I reckon they'll be along soon. I reckon, too, that by noon tomorrow we'll have ourselves another herd of cattle to sell. Well, there they are now. Where you been, Squint?
Been looking around for Cisco and the fat ones. No luck.
The fat one? Well, look here. He fell in front of that stampede.
I know. According to one of the boys who says he saw it in a flash of lightning, Cisco picked up the fat one and got him out of the way of the stampede.
Well, what do you know about that? It's going to make things tougher for us.
Oh, I don't think so, Buck. I reckon that Cisco kid's had just about enough.
Well, I ain't so sure.
If he ain't, then me and all the boys will have our eyes peeled for him. And next time we'll get him for sure.
What about going out after that cattle?
Too dark and rainy, Buck. I met up with a couple of the boys you sent after the cattle. He said the cattle would all be in the canyons.
Get them out of daylight, huh?
That's right.
Well, that suits me. One more thing, Squint. Mm-hmm. Where's Joe Evans?
Ain't seen him.
He sure did a nice job of spooking that herd of cattle. He's all right, Joe is.
Maybe he met up with Cisco afterwards. And if Cisco had any idea Joe spooked them cattle, he'd be out to get them quick.
Well, I hope Joe got away.
What's the difference, Buck? If Cisco got him, that just makes one less to pay off. All the more for me and you.
Well, I don't look at it that way. Joe did his job good, so... Well, here he is. Come on, sit down, Joe. We were just talking about you.
Yeah. We figured Cisco might have got you.
Well, he might have, but he didn't. Just the same, we got to be on the lookout for him starting right now.
He's probably had enough.
Not Cisco. I had him sized up that way, too, Squint. Reckon every trail rider did. But the hombre's bad medicine.
He sure is.
And he's right here in town, too.
Where?
I saw him and his partner ride up to the hitch rail in front of the Lone Star Cafe.
That's over by the Keystone Hotel.
How long ago was this?
Just before I got here. 5 minutes, maybe.
You reckon he's looking for us, Joe?
I couldn't say as to that. But me, I sure ain't anxious to meet up with him. So if nobody minds, I'll do my eating out in the back room.
Bandido is not in this cafe either, Cisco.
True, they are not, Pancho. Let us go. If I remember correctly, there is only one more cafe in Lampasas. That is the Longhorn Cafe.
Do you know where it is, Cisco?
Oh, we can find it, amigo.
We asked the señor.
Un momento, señor. Can you tell us where the Longhorn Cafe is?
Yeah, I can tell you, stranger. Take the first street to your right, and it's four buildings down that street. You can't miss it.
Gracias, senor. Come, Pancho.
Gracias.
Just a minute. What's your business in town, strangers?
That is our own affair, senor.
I'm the marshal here. I'd like to know.
Oh, the marshal.
I mean, I see your star, senor marshal.
I keep my coat buttoned up against this blasted drizzle. There it is.
We're taking a herd of cattle up the trail, marshal. Early this evening, the herd was stampeded.
Was stampeded?
See? We are looking for certain hombres to question them. And if we find them, we may want to bring them to your jail and bring charges against them.
Yeah. Just don't start any fights. I don't stand for a fight in this town.
We do not start fights, Senor Marshal. Up, Diablo.
Go, Lobo. You not believe us, Cisco, when you say the herd was stampeded.
No doubt he hears all sorts of stories in this town from vaqueros. No matter.
He says, take the first street to the right. This one.
Yeah, and there is the cafe.
Oh.
Now, Pancho, listen to me. Uh-huh. If the bandidos are in there may be quite a few of them.
More than us.
We show any hesitation, we are lost. So, take your cue from me. Oh, yeah, hold. Yeah, I think the bandidos are in that cafe.
A lot of horses is out here. They hitch there anyway.
Hey, look, boys. It's Cisco.
Hey. I'm looking for a two-legged coyote called Joe Evans.
Coyote and Buzzy, too.
What you're looking for, Cisco, is trouble, and you come to the right place to find it.
For you, hombre, a slap in the face.
Why, you sidewinder, Cisco. Come on, boys, let's go.
Yeah? Put your back against the wall, Pancho. You can take them as they come.
One at a time.
Pancho, kick this one in the shin, Cisco.
Oh.
Yeah, this for you, Bandito. And this for you.
Press him again, boys. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. All right, quit it. Quit that fight now or I'll bust some heads.
It's the marshal, Cisco.
Cut it out, I say. Thunder, I won't stand for this fight. Get back, you hombres. Get back. Get back.
All right. Now, you two strangers, I warned you not to start any fights.
They come with us, say you, marshal.
He's lying, marshal. They started it.
Of course. I ain't got a doubt about a buck. They're going to cool their heels in jail overnight.
I'm going to shoot out the lights, Pancho, when I do run for the door.
First of all, I'll take them guns of yours.
By all means, Senor Marshal. I will take them from their holsters and...
Look out, he's twirling!
This way, Pancho.
Pancho, right behind you.
On your horse.
Jesus,
how'd they go? Gun them down.
Hold them, get away this time, Cisco.
But we are going back, Pancho. Everything's quiet down a bit. Evans was in that cafe. His horse was at the hitch rail. He will get that hombre as he leaves the cafe.
Raise your five, Buck.
All right. I'll see you.
What do you got? Aces over kings.
Oh, blast it. All that beats me. It's time we quit this game anyway. Come on, daylight out.
Yeah, we better get going after them cattle. What do you say, boys?
Come on, Joe.
Oh, maybe I'd better stay here, Buck. If we should run into that Cisco kid.
If we do, he'll think a tornado's hit him.
Yeah.
Come on, we need every man we can get to round up them cattle.
Well, all right.
Well, stop raining. That's a help.
I sure hope we meet up with Cisco. I owe that sidewinder plenty. Plenty of lead.
Let's go, boys!
Say, jumping Jupiter. Look who's coming this way.
Cisco, riding fast, too.
I don't know what you armies are going to do, but I'm getting out of here fast.
Yeah. Joe, come back here, you fool. He'll ride you down.
Yeah.
It's no use, Bandito. You cannot get away from me.
All the Bandito's trying to slide out, Cisco.
Take one thing at a time, Pancho. First of all, is this coyote. Into him, Diablo.
No. Confound you.
Down to the ground with you, Evans.
You ain't going to take me in, Cisco. I'll kill you.
You make too much talk, Bandito. What I mean by that is... Shut up!
That keep him quiet, Cisco. But here come the rest of the bandidos.
Get down off your horse, boys.
Fine bunch of sidewinders, Pancho.
Well, anyway, sidewinders.
Now, Cisco, you're going to get the beating of your life.
Un momento, Buck Siler. I've had all the fist fighting I want. If any of you want to draw, let him go right ahead.
Hey, is that Billy Haynes or some of our boys, Cisco?
That's right. And we're kind of spoiling for a fight with these rustlers. So get out of your horses, boys, and we'll get at them. Guys.
Look, that's Billy Haynes go after them, Pancho.
Like the Wildcats. Pancho wrong about that Billy Haynes. He on our side, Cisco.
Very much so.
All right, that is enough fighting.
Yes, that 500 it is.
You look good in the nightshirt, Senor Marshal.
I won't have fighting in this town. So every man jack of you is going to jail.
Oh. Pancho's in you quite a job, Marshal.
You? Did you start this one, too?
It may be that I did, Senor Marshal, with good reason.
And by Judas, you come with me. And this time...
This time, we will all go to your jail. And this time, too, I will convince you who should stay there and who should not. Get those hands up, banderos. Hey, Pancho.
All the rustlers in the jail, and we get all the cattle to the market.
Well, we were lucky, amigo.
Pancho, I think it's luck, is hard work. And, Cisco.
Si?
You make the good friends of Billy Haynes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Pancho.
Billy Haynes tell Pancho the first time he sees Cisco. He not think Cisco so much.
Is that so?
Next time he think Cisco a little more.
Well, that is good.
And finally, Billy Hayes say, if Cisco want to drive the herd of Bengal tigers off the trail...
See?
Billy Hayes go with Cisco.
That is very pleasant to hear, Pancho. You seem to become fast friends with Billy Haynes.
Oh, see, the other day, Pancho go to see Billy Haynes' beehives.
His beehives?
Yeah, he raised bees for the hobby.
Oh, I did not know that.
While Pancho there, one of the bees sting Pancho.
Did you tell Billy Haynes about it?
See, Pancho tell him.
And what did he say?
He say if Pancho show him which bee it was, he make the bee go to sleep without his supper.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he so?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And, of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.